Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Zero Hour. I'm your host, Eri Kagami, and here with me today is our East Coast rep, Lee Mae. Say hi.
Hi, it's me.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We miss having you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, but it's also like, feels like it's been a long time, but at the same time, it feels like not too long ago last time we had a podcast.
Oh, absolutely. We always like hearing like what's up, what's going on the East Coast, and we love having you just covering our events out east.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So, you mentioned not too long ago you went to Castle Point Anime Convention out in New Jersey. How did that go?
Yeah, so that was really cool. So my first time going to Castle Point was actually in 2017, and I went for just one day last year, and that was actually when they were still on the college campus where the school that runs this convention actually hosts it. But this year they actually moved to a bigger location, so it's the first time they moved to an actual convention center versus a college campus. So this year in 2018, I went for both days, Saturday and Sunday, and they had reserved the Meadowlands Exposition Center and Holiday Inn over in Secaucus, New Jersey. So that's where that was.
Oh, awesome. I know you mentioned on the last show, when we covered CPAC, you were hoping that they would have a bigger venue. So how would you compare the two venues?
Yeah, so definitely, this venue is definitely bigger than the last venue. So one good thing is there's a lot more indoor space, and it's super convenient to get to, really easy to get to with public transit. There's actually a bus that goes directly, you know, from Manhattan over to where it is, New Jersey. They literally drop you off in front of the convention center, like where the bus stop is.
Oh, excellent. So how so long convenient. Was the commute? Because I know you're commuting from New York. How long was the commute to get you from there to there?
Yeah, so it really wasn't far from Manhattan. I'm coming from Flushing, actually. So from Flushing, Queens, it takes like about an hour in Manhattan. And then from there, it was actually only about 30 minutes. Like, I was surprised how quick we arrived at Secaucus.
Oh, excellent. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's really not bad. And also what's really cool is the walk from the con center to the hotel wasn't that too bad either. I didn't stay at the hotel, but a lot of events were held there. Like, there's a bunch of panels and events over in the Holiday Inn. But they're really close by, and what's really cool is behind the Holiday Inn Center, there's, like, actually a shopping plaza. So they have, like, convenience store, pharmacy, a lot of restaurants, food places, things like that.
Oh, excellent. So, yeah, let's talk about, like, let's kind of go through CPAC day by day. So you mentioned you attended this con last year. Did you have any cosplays planned for this event? What did you wear? Because I know you're really big into cosplay.
Yeah, so this year, on Saturday, I actually cosplayed. Actually, both days I cosplayed Love Live. So on Saturday, I cosplayed the Idolize Maid Cafe version of Maki. And then on Sunday, I cosplayed baseball version of Nico.
Aw, that's adorable. Yay!
It was like my OTP over the weekend.
I know, right? Yeah, Nico Maki is still my OTP, even after, now I'm pretty much known for cosplaying as Nozomi on the West Coast. It's funny, because, like, hey, West Coast, I'm known as Nozomi, and East Coast, I'm known as Nico. But, like, yeah, Nico Maki is still my OTP, even though, like, I'm kind of been branded as Nozomi now.
Oh. Yeah, you're really great for both Nozomi and Nico, though.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, that sounds like really exciting cosplays. I mean, I also did Idolize Maid Nico at CatsCon like several years ago. I was like, yeah, if you ever want, let's do it.
Yeah, we could do Idolize Maid Cafe together. It'll be super fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, and there was a ton of Love Live cosplayers there. There was actually a lot of Love Live panels. I was only able to make it to one of the Love Live panels, but I know there was like a bunch.
Sure. Okay.
And plus a performance, I think someone was doing.
All right, so you got your Love Live cosplays down, and you commuted from Manhattan over to the convention. And do tell us how you started off day one.
Yeah, so starting off day one, when I got to the con at first, I didn't realize the con was right there. Like, I got off the bus and was like, where's the con? Oh, wait, is it that one? Oh, cool. And registration seemed, like, not too bad. Like, when you go in, there's different lines. So, obviously, they have the pre-reg line, the registration line, et cetera. Press badges are really easy. You just go to, like, I asked a staff member, and they just told me to go to, like, the staff room, and that's where they hand out press badges there.
Oh, excellent.
And then when I looked at the lines outside, it looked like it wasn't terrible. I heard from some people that earlier in the morning it was actually worse, like, if you go, like, right at the beginning. But, like, by that point when I got there, which is more, like, midday-ish, it really wasn't bad for lines.
Oh, excellent. So what did, after picking up your badges, what did you end up doing on day one?
Yeah, so the first thing I did was actually, like, wandered the con floor a bit, and I didn't actually peek into the dealers or Aras yet on day one, but I did go into where they're the main event space, so the actual performances all day, and it looked like pretty back-to-back, like, musical performances, guest performances, stuff like that. So in the main events room, it's actually sort of, like, right next to where the dealers are. So what's kind of cool is if you are browsing the dealers or artists and you hear something cool in the, like, music playing or something you want to check out, it's really easy to just pop over to see what's going on in main events.
Oh, wow.
So that setup was what I've never seen in a con before when you have main events literally in the same sort of big space as dealers and artists. And, like, right next on the other side, they also have the game room right there, too.
Oh, that's very interesting to have how they have everything centralized.
Yeah, it's very simple. Basically, everything in the con center is sort of in one big room, and then there's hallways around. There's a variety of bathrooms I noticed, too, so it's pretty convenient. And then the hotel, I think some panels in the con center, too, but all the panels I want to check out were all the hotel, the Holiday Inn.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, walk, like, a block over to Holiday Inn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk a block over to there, they have a lot of spaces there as well for, like, events, panels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you check out any events on day one?
Yeah, the first panel I went to on day one actually was a Dianu Ace panel, which I know you know I'm going to freak out about.
Of course.
I saw it on the schedule and I, like, freaked out. I thought I misread it. I'm like, wait, there's a Dianu Ace panel at CPAC? What? You know, especially for a smaller size convention, usually, like, I know Dianu is really popular in Asia, but, like, in the U.S. fandom, it seems like a much smaller fandom. But yeah, there was a Dynamics panel there, and it was, like, one of those cosplay ones, so it was really fun. So at the beginning, there was, like, an intro, you know, introducing all the characters who are on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a variety of activities they played, and a lot of it had audience participation. Like, there was Truth or Dare, when you can Truth or Dare, like, characters there. There was a speed dating one, which I actually was the first participant. I was, like, super excited.
Oh, nice. How did that go?
Yeah, so how that set up. Okay, I was kind of, like, so excited I forgot to try to be in character. I was not in character at all. I didn't realize this until, like, later and other people went up and they were being in character. I was like, oopsies, I was just being a Dia fan. Like, whoops. But basically what happened with the speed dating is you can't look at, like, obviously who's a contestant because not all of the characters are competing. So basically one of them is being, like, an MC. And there's three, like, contestant one, two, and three. And then so me as an audience member, I go up, I face the audience, and so I can't see who's behind me, and I ask questions, and they answer, and I pick which one that I like the most.
Nice.
And I got Chris Senpai, so that was cool.
Yay!
And what was funny is, of all the rounds, only two characters got picked. Like, it was the same two characters kept getting picked. It was Chris and Haruichi, and everyone's joking, like, what is with these two? So it was really cute. And they also did, like, a Q&A section, and so that was cute, too, for, like, oh, like, random questions, like, more questions if you want to know anything. And some people asked about OOC questions, too, like, out-of-character stuff. Like, some people were curious about, like, oh, like, just out-of-character, but just, like, where, what, how you feel ships and die and things like that.
Oh, okay. Kind of, like, making it all meta.
Yeah, kind of like that, too. So it was fun. And they had, like, a lot of characters there, too. It was, like, a full panel.
Nice. So what was the next thing you checked out?
Yeah, and then after that, the next panel I went to was actually, there was a Love Live Sunshine panel, so with Ooh. Aqua, and that was really cute, too. It was very, very similar sub to Dino Ace one. It was the whole group of Aqua, the cosplayers were there, and they basically played different games. A lot of them involved the audience, so they did, like, a trivia with prizes. So that was really cool, because there were some fun facts that I didn't know about certain characters that popped up, and basically, like, if you get it right, you get, like, a prize, and they had, like, a big prize bin with, like, candy and other knickknacks like that. Nice. And then they also did, my favorite part of that panel actually was they did a Guess the Song game.
Oh,
so
hey,
it's super funny because they would play different songs, both from Aqua and Muse. And they had basically those teams of two, they split up, like, Aqua into groups of, like, two or one. And then they had audience members come to fill up those teams too. And so different audience members could volunteer to be part of each team. And so you could be teamed up with Aqua members and then, like, compete against the other teams to try to guess the most songs. So basically how quickly you guess it, and then you rack up the points.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it kind of like,
really
like panels, like, when they involve, like, a lot of audience interaction. It's not just, like, okay, just kind of sit back and you're going to enjoy this panel. We're like, hey, we got some prizes, we got some games. Like, I always enjoy, like, seeing, like, audience participation panels.
Yeah, no, those are really fun. So I was really happy that both those panels had audience participation, because it definitely makes it more fun, and also this element of surprise too, because you don't know how to predict what's going to happen. You know, with the games, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then after that panel, I think I wandered around a bit more into Confloor, took some photos of cosplayers that were there, and then I went to the game room, actually. I didn't play any games, so I was checking out what games they had there. They had, like, you know, a lot of games imported from Japan. Dance games, things like that. A lot of rhythm games, which is cool, and video games. And then after that, it was, like, around dinner time, so I had to go get dinner. And actually, what's funny is on both days, I ate at the same place.
Oh, wow. What place did you guys end up going to?
I found it on Yelp, and it was a place called, I'm not sure it's pronounced Burger Fee or Burger Fi, but it's like Burger Fi.
Yes,
like
I've heard of that. Burger Fi.
It's Burger Fi? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like Wi-Fi.
So I was like, oh, what is this? It looks really good. And I went. And the first day, I had this, like, delicious, like, Wagyu beef burger thing with onion rings. And onion rings were huge. Like, literally, it was a giant container of onion rings, but it only had 4 onion rings, but they're, like, giant. Like, each one was, like, the size of my hand.
Wow.
And then the Wagyu beef burger was so good, too. It was, like, a beef patty plus, like, Wagyu beef on top and, like, cheese and caramelized onions and stuff.
Ooh, delicious.
So good. So good. Mm-hmm. And then after dinner, I think I went to try to find some friends at the con that I haven't seen in a while. And so that was cool, and I did find them eventually. And they were cosplaying from Zootopia, so I was really excited.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah, our editor...
I still love Zootopia.
Yeah, our copy editor did a Zootopia-esque cosplay. The sloth guy, I forgot what... Oh, Flash.
Yeah,
he cosplays as Flash. So I need to show you photos of that after the show.
Yeah, I need to see that. I still love Zootopia. It's been, like, a while now since it came out, like, 2 years, I think, or 3 years, but, like, I still love it. And I still cry every time I watch it, but, yep.
Yeah, I love Zootopia.
Oh, another thing I saw a lot of cosplayers do, which made me excited, too, is a lot of sports anime, so not just Daya, like, on Saturday when I went to the panel, but also I saw a lot of sports anime, like, around the con, too. Like, Yoapeta and, like, Haikyuu and stuff. So I'm, like, happy sports is still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Yay, sports.
Yay, sports. And I technically did sports the next day.
All right, so let's...
Sports Ball Live.
Yeah, let's talk about Sports Ball Live on day two. Yeah. How did day two go?
So day two, the first thing I did when... one good thing about day two, actually, is I didn't have to take the subway and bus on day two because one of my friends was going for day two and actually gave me a ride.
Oh, that's nice of them.
A drive there, actually, a drive wasn't too bad either. I was worried, like, oh no, like, Manhattan traffic and stuff's gonna suck, but actually wasn't too bad. It took around the same time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, wasn't so about the same amount of time to go from Flushing over down to Secaucus?
Yeah, from Flushing to Secaucus, yeah.
It's about half an hour-ish?
Well, more than half an hour. I think it was, like, about an hour or so. So about the same as if I was going to take the subway and then the bus, I think. Possibly a little faster, actually, because we didn't have to, like, wait. Because on the day one, I had a weird, like, waiting time. When I got to the Manhattan, it was, like, I just missed a bus. I'd, like, wait for next hour.
Mm.
But driving, it's just, like, driving with traffic.
Yeah, I hear ya.
But, yeah, but with day two, though, when I first got there, I definitely wanted to check out Jirlo as an Artist, because I didn't see that the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to check that out, it was really cool. There was a wide variety of stuff. I noticed that even though it is Cosplay Anime Con, they do represent other fandoms too. Like, there's a lot of Voltron there, a lot of other comics and things like that too. So it's not exclusive. And then there's also, obviously, original art as well, and not just fan art.
Nice.
And, like, clothing, fashion, stuff like that's there too.
Oh, what kind of clothing was there? Because I know, like, a lot of the times you can see a variety of them.
Yeah, so for clothing that they were selling there was obviously a lot of fandom clothing, some cosplays. Also, they had people selling, like, cute accessories, like, handmade accessories, jewelry, stuff like that. And there was also some J-fashion stuff. It looks like stuff that you would see, like, on Taobao, actually. Like, okay. A lot of, like, Harajuku Kawaii stuff and a ton of Ida bags.
Oh, yeah, Ida bags are really making waves. I just started on my...
Yeah, Ida bag rave.
Yeah, I just started on my Ida bag from Love Live Sunshine.
Yeah, no, actually, I saw someone. I met someone there who had a Love Life Sunshine Eat It bag. It was super cute.
Awesome. Because the one I'm seeing, like, most of, because I've been seeing a lot of these bags, like, at the last couple cons I went to, is, like, the Eat It bag with, like, the, it's kind of like a half-oval shape with, like, a pastel-colored ribbon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the one I've been seeing lot of, because I saw those at Anime Boston. I saw them at Fanime and, What was it? And Ronin Expo last weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. The Eda bag's really fun because I see, like, people getting really creative with them. Like, even with the same bag, it's, like, so different because depending on what fandom you represent in it and what you do and how you arrange it.
Oh, absolutely. I've just been, like, just on a rubber stamp collecting frenzy with Love Live Sunshine stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And on the second day, too, in addition to, obviously, all of the crazy stuff with, you know, day two, like, oh my god, running around, you know, dealers are looking at everything. I had self-restraint and did not buy anything.
Oh, wow. But did you see anything that looked pretty awesome that you would buy anyway if you had?
I did. Like, if, like, money was, like, flowing freely and I had no, like, concerns with finances, I would totally have bought, like, a lot of art. I saw really pretty art there. And I think mostly art, actually. Because merch, there was a lot of cool merch, too. Like, one of my friends actually bought some Love Live figures. So that was
nice.
Cool.
Oh,
and, like, he's collecting Love Live figures, actually. So he got, like, a new one.
Oh, do you remember what figures they picked up?
I don't remember. It was definitely a Muse one. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Maki, actually.
Oh, nice.
I forgot which outfit. I'm pretty sure it was Maki.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it was Cheer Maki. I'm not sure. It was one of those figures that the price range is, like 40 to 60, I think.
Oh, wow. Because I've seen, like, a lot of, like, opening sequence, some figures that go around here that go between, like, 20 to, like, 30.
Oh, that's actually not a bad price.
Yeah.
Really collectible figures, yeah.
Because there's, like, the higher tier figures that go for, like, triple digits. Like, no thank you.
Yeah.
Wish I could, but no.
Thank you, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. And so with the whole thing on day two, and then after that, I actually went out into the hallway, and I saw, like, some of my friends actually were playing Uno, like, in the hallway. So there was actually some people, like, playing card games in the hallway. Like, this is outside on the con, like, in the con center, but, like, in the hallway area. And also, it's kind of funny, because multiple cosplayers, like, multiple sets of cosplayers, like, recording videos, like, kind of in the same, at the same time. So it's kind of funny to, like, look down the hallway and see, like, multiple kind of video productions happening.
Mm.
Like, one of them was, like, a dance one. Someone else was doing a musical, more, like, sing-along one, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone else was, like, vlogging.
What?
But there's a lot, like, video blogging.
Oh, I thought you said flogging.
Oh, no, not flogging. I said vlogging. Like,
okay.
Video blogging.
Vlogging.
Not vlogging.
I'm like, whoa.
Especially a family-friendly con. Like, can you not? Oh, my God. Nope, nope. No flogging going on that I could see. Oh, goodness. And then another thing as well, if I'm thinking about things that are happening, I also did photo shoots, too. Like, I did one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And
like, what would a photo shoot location?
There's a lot of pretty places in that plaza, the one with all the shops. Like, mm-hmm. out there, there's, like, a courtyard-type thing, like, grassy area, just flowers, trees, and stuff. So, it's really easy. And, like, businesses there, like, at the plaza, they, like, didn't care. So, like, people were able to just photo shoot, and no one really minded.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah, it was super cool. Because I was wondering, like, wait, are they allowed? Are we allowed to do this? Because it's, like, in the business plaza, but they all, like, know about the cons. So they're like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the second day when I went to BurgerFi, I got a fried chicken sandwich and a red velvet milkshake, which was heavenly.
That's delicious.
So good. Like, I love red velvet. I was like, yes.
Yay. Sounds delicious. I could go for one right now.
I know. I want a milkshake now, too. It's like, I want one.
Yeah, I think after I'm done recording this show, I'm going to go grab some dinner at the local boba place and grab some milk tea and some popcorn.
Ooh, yeah, I had milk tea earlier today, too. I'm, like, really into milk tea as well. I had a hot one because it was kind of cold today, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I wish there was a bubble tea place at the con. That would be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Like, yes. And then I ended the con same way I ended the day before. I walked around the halls and took photos of cool cosplayers. So there was actually a Nozomi who was doing, like, sports trash Nozomi, which is epic.
Oh, nice.
And I asked her to hold my OTP bag, my Eda bag, to pose her picture, because I was like, Daya needs to be represented on your, like, sports trash Nozomi outfit.
Oh, absolutely.
It was basically, like, a ton of sports stuff, like, you know, like, Saren hat, you know, Kokoro basket, then you have, like, Haikyuu, you have Yoapanda, so it was, like, a bunch of sports. All the sports.
All the sports.
All the sports. And it was really cute, and it was still recognizable as Nozomi, because, you know, her hair is very distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I saw a really good, I don't know if you've seen Boku no Hero yet. Boku no Hero Academia?
My sister has seen all of it.
Oh, your sister, okay.
But I am quite familiar with all the costumes and the characters because I've been told to cosplay as Momo.
Oh my god, you'd be so good at Momo. Yeah, I love Momo. She's precious. She's great, yeah. No, but, like, Boku no Hero is really good. And one of the characters, Tokiyami, I've never seen anyone cosplay Tokiyami, like, in person before. Like, just, you know, photos online.
Oh,
but
nice.
I saw a really good Tokiyami at the con who, like, literally, because he's got, like, a bird head.
Oh, yes. I did see a bird head guy at Anime Boston, and there was a bird head guy at Ronin Expo.
Yeah. No, that's that character. And I saw Tokiyami at CPAC, so I got a photo, like, of the cosplay as well as, like, with the cosplayers. So I was like, oh, my god, yay.
Nice. Is he supposed to be some sort of, like, a Tengu, raven type thing?
Yeah, like, it's like a black bird with a yellow beak. Yeah. Because that character, Tokiyami's power is, like, dark shadow, so it's actually, like, this demonic shadow thing that's, like, in his body, but, like, pops out. But the thing is, his head's always a bird head. I have no idea why. And, like, I don't read the manga, so I don't know if, like, there's something that explains it.
I kind of have a theory in Japanese culture as to why, because I think it has some sort of tie-in with Tengu, which is part of the yang part of the yin and yang, which calls like the darker side of
maybe
yin
that's
and yang.
Why.
So that,
but it still doesn't make sense of why he was just born with a bird head. He just always has a bird head. Like, he doesn't not have a bird head.
Oh yeah, and Tengu are like crows, so.
Okay, so just like a crow.
Yeah, Tengu are like the bird people, spirit type thing.
Maybe.
I need to read into this because I'm kind of curious. And let me talk to my sister, get her analyses on it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to study and look into, like, why. Because I had no idea why. I was just like, okay, he has a bird head. I'm like, what's that have to do with the power?
Because, yeah, when cool. I saw, like, those concerts, like, I know it's, like, from Boku no Hero, and I'm like, I wonder if there's, like, is that supposed to be, like, based on the Tengu? Because, like, Japanese culture is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is really cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything else on day two?
I think that's it for day two, actually. Because
yes.
I spent a lot of time wandering the RS and dealers that day because I didn't go the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how big was the artist and dealers area? Because you mentioned it was just all mixed into the main hall. Like, do you think you just needed, like, a whole day to just kind of go through it, or...?
Not a whole day. I didn't need the whole day, because I think to go through everything depends on how long you take to look at, you know, each booth, each table. Like, for me, I do spend a lot of time looking at stuff, mostly because I'm trying to search for Dino Waste, and I can't just, like, scan it quickly. Like, I have to, like, go through and, like, ask people, like, you know, the vendor or the artist, like, hey, because signs don't put it out, but they have it, like, in stock, like, you know, under the table or something. So sometimes if I ask, they'll have it, and they just don't put it on display because they'd say it's not that popular, but they have a few. So I'll just ask, but I didn't, no luck, no one had any Dino stuff. Well, there's one booth in the vendors that had some Dino stuff, but the stuff I already had, they had nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
So I think depending on how thorough you are, you could probably finish it all in half a day.
Right, because I'm that way with
like
Fake Grand Order, and I'm that way with Love Lives. Like, okay, like, these are my two babies at the moment. Do you have any of this stuff? If not, I'm moving on to the next.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, I'm looking for this specifically. Because if it's like, oh, I'm browsing for things I generally like, I'd be like, I like everything. Like, I want to buy everything. I cry.
Right. Yeah, just yesterday my sister was looking, we were at Ronin Expo, and we were just like, she was like looking through stuff. Like, oh my god, they have all the Deku.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, Deku.
Yeah, she wants to cosplay as Deku. So like, okay, I'll eventually watch this.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good, though. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's a lot of Boku no Hero stuff there, too, I noticed. A lot of cosplayers, a lot of merch there, things like that. So it's definitely, like, really popular right now.
Oh, absolutely. So you mentioned, like, Boku no Hero and Love. There were, like, a lot of Boku no Hero and Love Live fandoms represented. What other fandoms you felt like had, like, quite a presence at CPAC?
Yeah, I think, like, Voltron's still popular. I remember seeing a lot of Voltron cosplayers as well.
Yeah, there's a new season coming up, and, like, I've been wanting to cosplay from Voltron, but I'm just kind of very tepid about the fandom for various reasons, because I've been told, you gotta cosplay as Allura. I'm like, sure, let me think about this.
And you're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I want to cosplay from it, too, but I just don't know, like, when I'll do it. I'm also way behind, so I feel like I should, like, catch up first before I even think about cosplaying it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm caught up so far with what they currently have on Netflix, and I know there's going to be a new season. I don't know when, but it's due pretty soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it took me a while to, like, catch up, but the new episodes on Netflix, they're relatively short, so, like, it's a good way to catch up, because at least you don't have to catch up, like, 30 episodes.
Yeah, I know that's true, because you don't want to, like, all of a sudden be like, oh!
Right.
But, another thing, too, I remembered from CPAC that I want to share as well is I also filmed a really funny video, like, in the parking garage.
Ooh, do tell.
So, so Laura, the person who gave me a ride to the con,
mm-hmm.
literally, like, right before the con had gotten me and our other carpool buddy, Hums, obsessed with, like, a Disney Channel movie, because they're, like, super into Disney Channel, and, like, you know that Zombies movie?
Yes.
Okay, so we watched the Zombies movie, well, I watched it recently, like, they've seen it many times, and I was like, oh my god, and the song was stuck in my head, also, Laura blasted the song in the car, like, the entire ride, and it's, like, the Bam song. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Oh my god, so it's, like, super catchy and addicting. I'm like, I cannot believe this is a thing, but anyways, we did a dance to that song in the parking garage, and we dabbed, but it's really funny, because during a moment in the song, that you see a police car drive by the parking lot in the background, like, right behind us.
Oh, that's
like, wow.
Hilarious.
The cops are here, like, oh no.
You gotta let me know when that video's up, because I will, just attach it to this
already. I'm pretty sure it's up on Instagram, like, from the same day, like, of CPAC, and it's also on Facebook. Like, even our blooper takes are on Facebook, too.
Oh, cool.
Because
it was
actually pretty
on the podcast site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted the jabs, like, perfectly coordinated, and on the Bam part, when I was, like, doing, like, Bam or whatever, and it's, like, pretty difficult, actually. Now it's the last thing we did at con before changing out of cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, CPAC was cool. I definitely want to try to go again next year.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. Like, it seems like there's a good, like, mix of, like, fan panels to check out, a good mix of, like, artists and dealers to support. And from what I'm getting is that it's a pretty good con to just kind of, like, just hang out with friends and just not feel too rushed.
It's definitely a chill con. It's not, like, an intense con. Like, there's a lot of programming going on if you want to go to panels and events, things like that. But it's also really chill if you just want to hang out in the hallways, you know, like, go watch some performances, things like that.
And it seems to me like even if you have, like, some spare time, since you're not being so rushed so much, you can actually take time with private photo shoots.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a lot of people were doing shoots in that plaza area, like I said. Like, when I was out there in the plaza, I see, like, lots of photo shoots going on, like, in the lawn, like, by different, like, benches and things in the park, flowers, trees. And it's actually quite pretty, too. There's a lot of green, like, a lot of green, especially during that time. Like, obviously, it's May, so spring, so everything's, like, in bloom and green now.
Oh,
if it was, like, in the winter, it probably wouldn't be mm-hmm. as pretty.
Yeah, weather-wise, how was it?
It was pretty good. Like, it was, day one was, I thought, pretty cold, and, like, rainy. But then day two was not raining and was a little bit warmer.
Hmm. All right. Do you have any final thoughts on Castle Point Anime Convention? How would you recommend it? And what would you like to see next year?
I would definitely recommend it to anyone who is interested in, like, a fun and chill con that has, you know, like, nice staff and it's really stress-free and easy to get to. But also, if you're driving there as well, the con center actually has complimentary parking for con attendees.
Oh, lucky you guys. I wish every con we went to had complimentary parking.
Well, I know. That's the thing. A lot of cons don't have complimentary parking, actually, I feel like. A lot of cons, I remember, you usually do still charge, or depending on the hotel or whatever where you're parking, but for this one, it's free parking if you go to their con.
You guys are so lucky because
We're
commuting to AX back and forth for all 4 days. It's going to be like $30 a day.
I know, no. It can get expensive. You pay for parking, things like that, but at the Meadowlands Expo Center, it's complimentary parking, and they actually had an overflow area, too, so, like, when that parking space filled up, there's actually extra space they, like, set aside for attendees as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, super easy if you want to drive there. It's easy. If you want to do public transit, just get to New York City, and literally, like, the bus will drop you off right at the con center.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And for next year, definitely, like, to see, I guess, I hope they still keep, like, the full programming, because I really like how they organize the panels. There's, like, almost always something happening, so I think that's good. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens next year. And hopefully there's another Daya panel, because Daya.
Of course. Is Daya still going on? Is the series still running?
The manga is ongoing. The anime, the second season ended, but they did announce at the orchestra concert this year that there is going to be a season 3. We just have no idea when.
Gotcha.
But manga is still ongoing, so they're still updating the manga, and the mangaka is awesome. And, like, it's pretty active on Twitter, too. There's all, like, Twitter updates as well.
Nice. Okay, thank you for being on the show again, Lee Mei. We hope to have you again. We always like to hear, like, what's going on the East Coast when you're not there. Yeah, of course. And as far as the Scarlet Rhapsody team on the West Coast, we're going to be at TitanCon in the next couple of weeks. Jira the Greek and I will be emceeing Masquerade. That's a first for us. Kind of nervous, but we're actually grateful for the opportunity. We couldn't turn it down. And then the week after, or maybe 2 weeks after TitanCon, we're going to Anime Expo. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, sounds like an awesome lineup. A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of stuff happening, and we're looking into going to Paramorphicon sometime in August. I think that's like mid-August or so. So yeah, Party Train doesn't die.
Yeah, awesome. Busy summer con season.
Absolutely. All right, you have a great rest of your evening, and remember, the con is what you make of it, and we'll see you at the con.